Hi, this is Michael Orle from MobileBurn.com, and I have with me today the LG View Plus for AT&T. It's a quick messaging device with a four-row QWERTY keyboard, has Flow TV mobile digital television support, wide QVGA touchscreen display, and a 3-megapixel camera. It's on sale now for $149.99 after a $50 mail-in rebate.
So let's open up the box and see what we have inside. Here is the View Plus itself. Four-row QWERTY keyboard. That aside, see what else comes in the box first. Here is the charger. Micro USB connector, permanently attached to the charger base itself. No separate USB cable, no micro SD adapters, anything like that. Do have some things here. We've got tutorial in the user manual and some special offers on CD. Information on parental controls on the Flow TV based mobile TV application, which costs $9.99 per month. And of course, a quick start guide for the View Plus itself. That's it. Here's the View Plus itself. I'll remove this last protective coating. I already removed all the blue wrappers that were all over the phone in order to save about a minute of video time. Take a quick look at the design. So I showed you before, it's a four-row QWERTY slider, but we'll start with the left edge here. Volume control, and it looks like some sort of shortcut button, maybe for swapping out the actively running applications or something like that. 3-megapixel camera on the back. Up top is the micro USB port for charging. On the right-hand edge is the micro SD memory card slot, no card included. Lock unlock button and the camera shutter button. Hole for the microphone. It's a 3-inch wide QVGA display, so that's 240 pixels by 400 pixels. We've got hardware call, send, call, and power buttons here, and a dedicated button for back and clear functions. AT&T had already loaded up the battery into the phone, but I wanted to pop off the rear cover just to show you. So you can see the battery. It's a 950 milliamp hour battery. That's good for 3 hours of talk time or 12 days of standby time, according to AT&T and LG. Get a closer look at the keyboard as we start up the device. You can see the keys are lined up in a grid form. They're hard plastic, not rubber, so they have a nice click to them. Number of shortcut keys on the left-hand edge. Dedicated arrow buttons in the right-hand corner. .com shortcut, at key. Nice feel overall. And let's wait till the phone powers up and then we'll take a quick tour of the system. Now that we're powered up, if I press the lock button on the side here, it'll lock the device. I can press it once to bring up the lock screen, which and says I can either press and hold here, or I can simply press the lock button itself a second time to unlock the device. It's a capacitive touchscreen display. You can see there's swipes to go through shortcuts, the widget panel, and contacts. We don't have any contacts yet, though. Not particularly responsive. Feels very slow, although you can see there's a up and down scrolling for the widget area, at least. Can add and remove features. Of course, we have to remove something before we can add yet another one. Pick recent calls. So slight vibration, actually a fairly abrupt vibration whenever you swipe. It doesn't feel right. Pull up the main menu, we'll take a look around. Nicely organized in tabs. I've seen this on some other recent LG devices. I kind of like it. It's a little bit different and it's intuitive. The only problem is that once you run out of icon space here, it has to put everything into a more menu, and then you're back to a full list again. Back button gets us back. If you go into the touch menu, you can turn on and off the haptic vibration when you're using the touch screen, or turn down the intensity of it. Really not well designed haptic feedback on the device, though. It's slow and
kind of laggy and just kind of weird. There are a few other widgets you can use to drag onto the home screen. Not particularly well organized, but it is scrollable. You'll notice that the home screen adjusts when we pull it up in landscape mode by sliding open the keyboard. I'm going to show you a quick demo of the mobile TV service, just the preview channel on this SIM card running right now. But you should get an idea of what the quality looks like. As you can see here, there's some stuttering going on, and it's not streaming, it's a digital TV, but the antenna in the phone does not seem to be particularly good, at least compared to the Sharp FX and some other devices I've tested in the past. You do have access to a full guide, you know, with scheduling information, programming information, all that kind of stuff, and you get an awful lot of channels for your $10 per month. Quality is okay, but not fantastic. But you can see that the video is fairly smooth. 3-megapixel camera in the LG View Plus has autofocus, so you see when I press just a slight bit on the camera shutter button, the phone focuses. Press it the rest of the way to take the photo. Go into settings, so you get a look at the user interface. We're in 3-megapixel mode right now. Switch to video. We're recording QVGA resolution video, so let's give that a test. And we're now recording video. We'll move around a little bit and stop the video. And let's play that back. Not very crisp. Smooth enough, I suppose, but not particularly good quality video. This is the gallery application. You can see we can move through photos here. Not particularly smooth. Some real hiccups. So flash on the device. You can see it tends to wash out things. Some coins that have been washed out. That's a computer keyboard that you can't make out at all, even though it was in focus, just because the flash on the back of the device isn't very well modulated. I'm going to jump into the main menu, and you can see the tabs move to the top. We'll pull up the web browser and see what we get out of the phone's 3G data connection. Just like we saw on the Sharp FX, seems the connection times are quite slow. This is taking absolutely forever to connect. I'm actually fearful that the display is going to turn off. And after a ridiculously long pause, the Mobile Burn website finally loaded up. See, now that it's located the site, it seems to be working a little bit faster. Not horrible, but still not a particularly good browser. Not much better than what was in the Sharp FX. See if we can pull up the full website here. And after what seemed like ages, the full Mobile Burn website is finally loaded up. A lot of rendering errors. It's kind of correct, you know, on a grand scheme of things, but it's very messed up in the finer points. It does look pretty reasonable when it comes to actually reading stuff at a zoomed in level, though. It was so slow. I mean, it was a couple of minutes to load the page, and most of that having to do with the connection taking place, not the actual download of data. This is the text messaging system. I'm going to show you what you can do with it. Obviously, it has threaded messaging. See, T9 can be turned on and off. to say another reply. I'll send that back out. Of course, you can always use the full credit keyboard. Very noisy keyboard. Will take some getting used to, especially the fact that you have these shortcut keys on the right-hand edge to the right of, say, the delete key. So instead of hitting the delete key, you might end up hitting, you know, the at symbol or .com. But I'm quite sure you'll get used to it eventually. I've got support for instant messaging. That's AIM, MSN Live, and Yahoo. Also got mobile email. Mobile email will cost $5 a month, I believe. AT&T music support. So a couple of demo games pre-installed. Not a bad phone. Definitely doesn't compare with a smartphone, but you don't have to pay for the same kind of data plans that you would with a smartphone. So that's a very quick look at the LG View Plus for AT&T. I'm Michael Orr for MobileBurn.com.